So what's the Temple Institute going to do? I guess I'll be
okay, Rambam, Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, Chapter 9, Halacha Zayin. We're in the middle of talking about the Choshen. Okay. Umafateach ala havanim. Right, we're talking about the stones that are on the Choshen. You etch out onto the stones. Which is interesting how the Rambam doesn't mention that you do it with the Shamir worm, right? He doesn't get into that fact.
All right.
But he doesn't say how they did it, but he just says you etch out in the stones. Shemos ha-shvatim kisoldosam. The names of the tribes based on how they were born, which we're going to see later. The Rambam plays with that order. He doesn't tell you the exact order because he's going to use the same language later, and it's going to be a little bit different than how they were born. But we'll see. But it could be in this case, it literally means how they were born, the order of their birth. V'nimtza kosev ha'odem on the first stone, which was ruby or something, was written Ruvain val yashvei onyx. One of the other fancy ones at the end would be Binyamin. Now the kosev betchila l'mal miruvin. Now the problem is, right? We know that the Choshen was used to get messages from Hashem.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at all the letters from all the 12 tribes, you don't get the 22 letters of the alphabet.
No, there's some missing.
So the Gemara basically came out that you also have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov on the Choshen. And at the end...
Where are they on the Choshen, by the way?
Oh,
where
is that? So that's the debate here. The Rambam says, B'dumalame Ruvain, above Ruvain's name, the literal... I don't know if the English switches it, but the literal translation is... Above Ruvain, you put Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov.
It would sound like right now?
All three was right on that stone, which is squishing a lot of letters in, right? The other versions I saw when I was younger was...
What?
They would...
This is when you were younger, what?
15, yeah, they
12, 14? What are we talking here? I mean, I can understand if you're 60, but what are you, 12, 14?
I don't know.
This is your bar mitzvah? Bar mitzvah stuff? Or what?
So they would... I think it's how they did it was that they would fill it up until each name had six or something. They would put like, well, the Aleph from Avram, they'd put at the end of Ruvain, and then
yeah, that's what I heard.
Beis, Reish, Hey, they'd put at the end of Levi.
How much younger were you, Doctor?
I heard that though when I was in my 50s.
And then the Mem after Yitzchak, and then like the Yud of Yitzchak. So that's how some say it. So that way, at least you wouldn't have, you know, it would all just be one line of writing on each stone.
Yeah.
As opposed to here, it's like you have Ruvain, and then like. You'd have to have a much smaller script at the top there. Okay, anyways. But the Rambam seems to say on that first stone, he had three names.
Yeah.
The Kosev Lamata Binyamin. At the bottom, you write under Binyamin's name, Shiftei Koh, right? The tribes of Hashem, right? That way you got the test. Really, all we needed was the test, but we put Shiftei Koh. There's a whole debate that in both the sources that we have about this, doesn't say Koh. It says either Shiftei Yisrael or Shiftei Yeshurun, but the Rambam felt... that it was Shiftei Koh. Anyways, Kedei Shiyu Kol Osios Mitsuyasham. As he says, right, we add all this stuff, so we end up with all the different letters in order that we can get any message we need from the Choshen. Va'osa al Ar. Okay, now halakha ches. Va'osa al Arba Zavio Shel Choshen Arba Tabazav. Right on the four corners of the Choshen, you make what's it called? Rings?
Couple
of lights. Oh, here we go. They got all four rings. Four sides. So, rings on the four corners. Now, the two top rings came with Shechosha Nitlaban, that it would hung with, right? It hung on them. Shtei avososas of two golden chains.
So here they are. This is the picture right here. That's right there.
And we'll see. Vehein anikros, sharshros. Those were the chains that the Torah mentions. V'nozim m'shnei atapo shalmata shein k'neger adadim. And then the two bottom ones that were opposite the chest, the higher part of the chest. That's what's funny about this. In all the pictures, they put it like this.
Yeah.
But the Rambam's saying that these two go at the bottom of like the upper part of your chest, right? Dadim.
Well, how high is this? This must be up to your neck here. This must be a throat place.
I don't know. That's what I'm not getting. I was like, what? How in the world could the bottom be over here? And it's like... I don't know. But that's the words. Dadim doesn't mean the middle. Dadim means high up, right? You know.
Now, what is he heavy?
I don't know.
His opposite is breast.
Exactly, right? That's the bottom, not the top of it.
Yeah, the two lower ones.
That's what I'm saying. That's just in all the pictures. You're never going to see the Rambam's version. But it's... I don't know what to say.
Shambhu Halev.
Yeah.
See, it says,
but it's funny. He's doing the bottom was opposite your heart.
You Halev Haran. It was in the heart of Emma.
I mean, the heart, I guess that's what it is. Right? Your heart's up here.
So it was
your heart's right here.
It could be, the lower part of your heart is right here. So it could be right here.
All the way to the bottom.
So it could be,
okay,
yeah,
maybe.
It could be there. That could be.
Still, I mean, I don't even have such a big handspan, you know, but that's still like, you know, imagine a real handspan.
You're on all these pictures, though.
That's very low.
This is like below his belly button.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's about here.
That's what I told you. The pictures you see.
And the heart's nowhere here. This is the abdominal cavity. Yeah. Clearly the abdominal cavity.
So what can we do? Anyways, you know, you're going to have to make a Rambam version of all these pictures. Anyways, so...
It's above his waist.
So...
Yeah, it's definitely not at the heart.
Now, those two bottom rings, you don't put gold. You put
Tcheles, yeah.
Yeah, you can see the
two things of Tcheles.
Yeah.
And he's going to learn that goes to the back. Interesting, we'll see. Yeah, but this is very inaccurate. Oh my gosh, we'll see. This is not at all long enough. I don't know what they did. This is clearly... there's another version,
Yeah.
See, look, this is more like the Rambam.
Yeah.
Because it's going to go in the front. We're going to see.
Yeah.
But again, see here they made the belt more like the art scroll. It's a much smaller kind of belt.
Yeah.
I don't know who made this. What did they say here?
The priestly ephod.
The Rambam. Okay, we'll see. I don't think...
According to Maimonides. Whoa, here it is. See, here's the breastplate.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
Two gold chains.
I think it's longer than this.
Belt closed.
We'll see. We'll read it ourselves.
Belt open.
I don't know where they're getting this from.
Okay. Two sardine stones.
Well, see, that's a big kiddush. They're saying it had two things.
Two sky blue wool strands. Here they are.
Yeah, that much we know about. Okay, we'll see. Okay. Now we go to the ephod, which is that picture, we'll see. We'll read it, and you tell me what you think. Ephod rachbo kerochav gab. Okay. The width of it is the width of his back. So he's feeling the ephod itself would just be behind his back, shall adam mikasef el kasef, from one shoulder to the other. Now, that's the width of it. So really, it was primarily in back of him, and that's even what they're doing. Also, they're putting that's the back part. Now they're making the belt very fat. That's what they're doing here, and this is all belt, but that's a very big belt as opposed to. Okay, but now look at this. Orko. Now, how long was it? Mikneged at sili hayadayim, from his elbows. I don't know how they translate the English there, but the elbows basically.
Yeah.
Me'achor of adar aglam until his feet. Now, I don't know where his feet... This clearly seems to be a mistake, no? This should go all the way down to here. It should start here. Elbows, right?
Yeah.
This is more like the Rambam. Yeah, I don't know why they're saying this is the Rambam. I don't understand. We just read it, right? This fits perfectly, right? His elbows to his feet.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this came from. Maybe it's a different version. I don't know.
The illustrated portrait is a high priest wearing the eight garments as described by Maimonides.
I don't know. It doesn't,
this
doesn't,
is Rambam.
Doesn't seem to fit. This one clearly fits the bill a lot better. They made it way too high and right away. This seems to fit much better. Okay, anyways, I go with the first picture. Okay. I don't know if they call them up maybe and see how did they get that. Anyways, V'yeshlo kemo shtei yaros, yotzimenu ba'arig. And there are two arms, so to speak, two bands coming out that were woven in, right? We're just talking about this belt, right, that comes out and it's tied together right now. The kan ulakan, each way, shechogrin osobahem, right? You gird him or whatever, you belt them up. Osobahem, veheimanikram, cheshav ephod. In the Chumash, they're called cheshav ephod, which is a belt, but it's a unique word for a belt, for the ephod. Vahakol arug, right? The whole thing was woven, zahav tcheles, gold, blue, vargamon, purple, tolas shani, right? Crimson, vashesh, and regular white linen.
So you can see the colors here.
Yeah, they're trying to put all the colors.
And you see these colors are very different.
Yeah, they put them together. I don't know why they're doing this. But this is interesting. I don't know how they know that it was a pattern of squares. I'm not quite sure where the green color is. It looks like green. It's supposed to be purple. No, they put like an orange. Okay, this, I don't know.
Sky blue, red, scarlet.
Yeah, I don't really see the purple so much. I see blue, yellow. Where yellow comes in.
Well, some people
white.
The argamon is more red than
oh, blue. Maybe.
I heard that.
But what about the scarlet?
Yeah, then that scarlet. So with the orange, that's what I'm saying. It's a little.
Frankly, scarlet, I don't see it.
Oh, that's a line. That's a line from a movie.
Yeah, it's going to be soon, too.
Is it
but this has. See, this is blue, purple. Yeah, this one's more like blue, purple, and. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways. That's what I'm saying.
This is like a mahogany.
You anyways, say that.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, I want you to want me to.
So, where are we here?
I don't see anything in there.
I see a little blue. Anyways, Eshim Chutin. Right, it's 28 strands. Kemaisi, a choshen, like you made the choshen. The tofer alav steak sefos, right? And then you sew to it two shoulder straps, right?
Right, so there, there they are. There,
coming up. Shiu al kismus Aaron. They'll be on the shoulders of Aaron. V'kaveh al kol kasev kasev even shoah meruba, right?
So this is how they have it here. You see, here's the two shoulder straps.
That's a very wide. Wow.
Yeah. It's almost like shoulder pads. It's almost like shoulder. This is probably where they got the football look from. And you see, they got the top pads on over here.
So here, I think.
Just didn't know how to attack.
No, this is still rectangular. It was almost square, though. A little more square. It's still rectangular. But he again, the Rambam used the word square, which we're unsure. Does he mean square as in literally a square or just right four sided? Right, yeah, that was the question. Meshuka, right, that was set. In a house of gold, so to speak, a gold border. You put the names, right, of the Shvatim, you etch them out. Six on this stone and six on this stone. Kisol dosam, like they were the order of their birth. Okay, now we're going to look at the. We all have the picture. Exactly. Okay. So we're going to wait 1 second. Let's just finish reading the Hebrew. Their birth, the Kosrin Shem Yosef Yehosef. Because we want to have. We'll keep reading. Instead of writing Yosef, the usual way we write his name, as we're going to read in the Yom tomorrow, right? Hashem added a hey to his name, right, with the whole story. So, because he didn't know the 70 languages, he couldn't figure them out, Hashem added the name Yehosef. So, v'nimtzu, and when adding a hey to Yosef, then we will find there will be esim v'chamash os ve'evin zu, ve'esim v'chamash os ve'evin zu. They had some Kabbalah that there had to be 25 on each stone to equal 50. So you add up all letters, you don't have 50. So, there's many problems with this Rambam, because the Gemara explicitly goes through this discussion and says, oh, maybe it's adding the hey to Yosef. The Gemara's like, no, it has to be the way they were, the name when they were born.
Yeah.
The Gemara ends up saying, it's Binyamin with an extra yud. But the Rambam doesn't go with that pshat. You look clearly, the way he spells Binyamin is without the yud, and he puts Yosef with a hey. Now, another issue. First of all, almost, this picture actually is like the Rambam, but almost any other picture you see, it puts all six names straight down one stone.
Right.
But the Rambam didn't do that, right? He put Ruvain, then the next, as if you read them together, even though they're on either sides, right? They're not right next to each other. He did Ruvain, Shimon, okay, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. So first of all, I put them in order, not of their actual birth, in order of birth, but to which mother they were.
Right.
Right? Yisachar and Zvulun were born after all the, but okay, fine, that's one thing.
From the mother.
He's going by the mother.
By mother.
And then he also feels that, no, it was only the mothers you had to put in order, but the maidservants didn't have to be in order. Because look, Naphtali done. That's not the order. The order of their birth was done Naphtali.
Right.
So, but the Rambam was stuck because he knew there has to be 25 letters on each stone. So if you put Naphtali on the, if you put done on the first stone, it's going to be less than 25, and the other one's going to have too many. So the Rambam says, no, you only need the children of the mothers have to be. I don't know how the Rambam knew. But everyone else just says, well, put the name straight down and then you'll solve the problem. Yeah. And so then done.
You wouldn't have 25 if you put them straight down.
If you put them straight down, it seems that would solve the problem. I have to 25. Research again. You have to see. Because I have to check. You think it would be even worse because you suckers, Vulin.
Now, right now it's 25. Right now it's 25 on each side.
You're saying maybe even worse.
Right now it's 25. Let's see what it would be here.
You're right, because you'd end up with no. You'd end up with only bigger names.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's not going to work.
God and Usher are correct.
It's not going to work out.
Nine.
See, right now it works with 25 on each side. Right now it works.
We have to research what it would be according to the other opinions. So, what might be if you put. Done enough to. I don't have to look into it. I have to see the other opinions how they get around this problem. But everyone else does not. This is the Rambam's opinion of how to make these stones. If there were other people got around it.
So you see,
the question is if they did.
You know, on one stone you'd have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Dan, and Naphtali.
So that might work out.
And then on the next stone you would have Yisachar, Zvulun. Oh, well, you'd have Gad, Asher. And then you'd have Yisachar Zvulun and Yosef and Binyamin.
How many would that be? 3, 5,
let's check.
11,
1, 2, 13, 3, 4, 15. 5, 6,
yeah, that would be 25.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 18.
Oh, no, God Asher. No, no, you're right.
25. So, yeah, you're right. 25. There's 25 on one side. 11, now, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 13, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. If you take the hay out of Yosef, you have 25.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, again, so that would be... And so there's different opinions about this, how to learn it. But the Rambam is like totally Kiddush. You know, wow. Anyways, but he's saying you read them together, which is very interesting. From one shoulder to the other. Next. So, yeah. Va'evan shekasev ba'ruvain, I'll say v'yaman. That's right. The stone that says Ruvain's name is on his right shoulder. Va'evan shekasev ba'shimon, the one that says Shimon
on
his left shoulder. Va'osev b'chol kesev shtei tabos, on each one of these shoulder straps, you make two rings, right, one on each. Well, we'll see. Achas milmala berosha kasef, one at the top where the shoulder strap is. Achas milmata lakasef below lemala minacheshev, above where the belt is. Right. So they
here you got to turn.
See here they don't put it. So here they put it over there for some reason. That's what I'm not sure. I'm not so sure how they know why to put the ring so far over and why not just put it straight down. You see how it's going diagonal? I don't know how they know. The Rambam's point is you put a ring over here and a ring over here, but they move it a little bit to the side for some reason.
But all the names are on the shoulder.
Yeah, that. But I'm saying here he's saying you put the ring below, and they're putting a little bit of an angle, and here they put even more of an angle. Again, I don't know if that's a little bit of, you know, what's the artist's...
It could be for stability.
But again, I don't know how they know to not make it directly under. No, from the translation, doesn't it seem like it's directly under? One at the top, one at the bottom. No, one at the top and one at the bottom. It would seem that they're no. I'm saying when you look at it, but that's anyways. And you also put chains at the top, right? You're putting it. So basically, before you set it up, you had one chain coming down from here and one chain to go up. And then you end up doing both. So you end up with double chains. I didn't know that. You end up with double chains. Okay, now we're up to Halacha Yud. V'achach machnes, afterwards, you enter, right? You put tzosa voso shochoshin, but tabo shalamala p'kiswa se'efod, right? You have these two chains sticking out from the choshin, so you go and fasten them to the rings that are at the top of the shoulder straps of the ephod. And you take the two lower tcheles straps that are coming from the bottom of the choshen, and you put those in the two rings that are above the belt of the ephod. So that's you fastening the choshen. And then, after doing that, you then take those two hanging gold, not strings, whatever they were, chains from the top going on to the choshen. Umoridin as a sharsha shabbatabos, kisos ephod. You now lower them right from the shoulder straps of the ephod. Ad tabos choshen olyonos to then get to the top rings of the choshen. Kedei shiyidbeku zeh bezeh, in order that they should stick to each other. Velo yizicha choshen ala ephod. And the choshen should not be removed from the ephod. Vechol ha-meziah choshen ala ephod. Anyone removes the choshen from the ephod. And he removes them in a way of destruction, as opposed to if he's fastening it to make it fit properly. Loke, he will get malchus. That's also a prohibition of removing that. So I don't know if the mamish kept it connected. It wasn't so easy to put this thing on, right? You had to get the whole choshen over yourself, and then put your two arms. You see what I'm saying? Like this could never be taken off.
Sounds like they kept it together.
Unless these two could be. You see, the question is, does it mean all four of these can never be altered? But either way, it's you know, you got to get the whole thing on. You got to stick your head in.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it wasn't. But if these two were also, it was even more tricky. Out of, you know.
Well,
this one's really tricky, this one's easier.
This is easy.
Because you open this belt, yeah.
Yeah, this is easy.
So still, yeah. But you got to pull it over your head. Okay, last lock here. Yud Alf. Nimtza, it is found. Shalovish Eifodim Achoshen. When you're wearing the ephod and the choshen, yeah, choshen alibo bishave. The choshen is on your heart evenly. Vo ephod me'achorav, and the bulk of the apron is in the back. The cheshe vo ephod kashu alibo, but the belt of the ephod is on his heart, which again, a lot of the commentaries are bothered with. So look at all the pictures, they kind of, well, here, that's what they're trying to do, I guess. But in this picture, the belt's over there.
Yeah.
But a lot of opinions say, well, heart would sound like it's more somewhere.
So this
here.
Belt is huge. This is
yeah,
a big
so that's
belt.
How they're doing it. But again, see, I don't know who, we don't see anyway that it's such a thick belt, but maybe that's what they're trying to get around. That's what they're trying to explain. But it is an interesting point. All the others are showing him saying, no, is that his waist? What do you mean, at his heart? But anyways. Underneath the choshen, right, the two shoulder straps of the ephod were on his shoulders. And two chains of gold, yorus malksefav mikan mikan, two chains going from each side from his shoulders. Mikis was the ephod, from the shoulder straps of the ephod, ad taba'osa choshen, until the rings of the choshen. Ushnei chuteis tcheles, and the two strings of tcheles, muru kasin mitachas atzili yadav. Oh, so this maybe sounds like that picture showing you.
The kis for the ephod are called what, the ring?
The kisos are the shoulder straps.
Okay, shoulder straps.
Those are the shoulder straps. Taba'os are the rings.
Right.
Ushnei chutei tcheles muru kasin, they go underneath tachas atzilir of his elbows. How do they translate the word merukasin? What's the word they use for that? It's an interesting word.
Merukasin.
There you go.
And the two turquoise strands.
They just say tied below. They just say tied. Okay. Fancy word. They go underneath and are tied below his elbows. So maybe that's why they did in the picture that way. Because it's by his elbows. But that might just be the height of where it is. But it could be Mishnei Tabos HaChoshen at the two rings of the Choshen HaTachtonos, the bottom two rings. Ad Shtei Tabos Kisvos Ephod, until the bottom
where the top of the
two rings of the Ephod.
So it's nowhere near his heart.
No.
They're saying it's by his elbows. His elbows not by it.
So here, this is near the heart.
Your elbows are closer.
This is near the heart, Sam.
Yeah, your elbows are closer at least. Yeah, it's an interesting point.
And that's near the elbow. Yeah. You see, here's the elbow.
That's above the belt.